Good morning. Happy Thursday. Good to see you all this morning. We have with us once again this morning another one of our AFCO students, soon to be an AFCO graduate. In less than a week's time now, we're going to be graduating our current class. In fact, that gives me one opportunity to remind you and invite you to the graduation that's going to be at Sac Central this coming Wednesday evening. So please make the drive if you can. But this morning, I'd like to introduce to you B.J. Chrysostomo. He comes from a little distance away. In fact, many of our students have come from a little distance away, and yet from America. So I'm going to just let him come up and tell his own story. B.J.?
Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Is it all right? Well, before we start, can we start with a word of prayer? Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for another day, another beautiful day of life, Lord. We ask that you please be with us now. May you speak through me, Lord. May you be glorified through what you have done in my life. And pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'd just like to talk to you guys about a little about my life, what I've done previously, what I'm doing, and what I am doing now today. You see, when I was a little child, maybe about 3 years old, I've always wanted to be rich and famous. Anyone wanted to be rich sometime in their life? Yeah? Well, good. Well, I wanted it so bad that I wanted to do anything possible for me to do this. I mean, absolutely anything. I didn't want my brothers, my cousins, my family, my mom, my dad, no one to hold me back from doing these two things. Even so much God. I'm a third generation Adventist, but really didn't follow the Adventist belief because I wanted to do what I wanted to do, right? And so about 10 years ago, I had a chance to accomplish some of these goals in my life. About 10 years ago, I created a reggae group. And you see, reggae music in Hawaii is mainstream music. It's like hip-hop to New York. You know what I mean? And that's what reggae is. You know, some of the influences that I had for music was like Bob Marley, UB40, Steel Pulse, all these reggae heads, Lauryn Hill, and so on. But about 10 years ago, well, now about 11 years, I was a senior in high school, and I created this band called All Natural. And this band, we first started out doing just talent shows in school, and we ended up winning all our talent shows. And then going on to, I decided, you know, this band has a gift, and I wanted to expose that gift to everyone. And so I did everything, like I said, everything possible for this band to succeed. I started throwing backyard parties and going on to having events that were just big, massive. My first party I put together, we were having about 2,500 to 3,500 people in a house. And we're just having massive house parties. And there was a niche there, you see. When that happened, everyone linked onto my band, saying, All Natural is that band that plays at these massive parties, right? And so everyone wanted to come and see us, everyone. So when we proposed that we wanted to play in the bars, in the clubs now, the promoters couldn't say no. Because we had such a huge audience coming out to these shows. We would pack a 1,600 standing room place to where the lines were going all the way down the streets, and yet we had no album. We're nobodies. We're young kids in high school playing at these bars and grills, and then after that happened, we just kept getting more fame and more fame before we even had an album. By the time our second year in, we were being featured on all the radio stations in Hawaii. And that's never happened. I don't know if you guys have witnessed any band being on radio programs. I mean, the elite radio programs in your place, yet having no album, yet, and they're young kids, you know? and then went on to having our own series or our own show on like television shows like Fox. We're always on Fox, and so we had, so becoming famous was happening as a senior in high school already, or maybe a year out already. And then before that happened, we got to open up. We were the opening bands for a lot of the people that I looked up to. You know, like I mentioned, Bob Marley, UB40. Of course, I couldn't open up for Bob. He's somewhere. He's dead. Anyways. But like Lauryn Hill is one of my favorite musicians that I really enjoyed. And we opened up for her in front of about 75,000 people. Just enormous. It was nerve-wracking, you know, just seeing that much people. And in about 2009, last year, we finally decided to record our album. Previous to that, out of high school, every international record label, every record label in Hawaii wanted to sign us so that, you know, and be a part of their company. And we said no because we just were having fun. We were young kids just wanting to get on stage and share music, you know. But finally we decided, all right, we've been about 8 years in, 8-9 years in already, we can make an album, and we did. And that album went on, the first week it came out, in fact, it was the day of that it came out, we had the number one song in Hawaii. It went to having the number one selling song in all of Hawaii, then the number one selling album in Hawaii, and then going on to having the number one selling album on a place called iTunes. And so it was just, we just blew up, you know. It was crazy. And, you know, so being famous now, at this point, I've accomplished that. Everywhere I go in Hawaii, I'm noted. I'm recognized. People are like, hey, it's the lead singer of All Natural. See, I sang. I was a lead vocalist. And not only did that, but I also I wrote and composed all our music. And everywhere I went, it was crazy, you know. Little kids asking me for autographs and stuff. And but I still had one more thing that I wanted to accomplish, and that was becoming rich, right? Well, soon after that, we had opportunities to make anywhere between $30,000 to $60,000 for half an hour to an hour of music. And that's a lot of money, I don't know, but, you know, a lot of money. And but you know what? Through all those things, I also accumulated, I want to say, different gods. You know, music, of course, was my god now. But to come with that lifestyle, drugs and alcohol, of course, it was so bad that I actually had my own medical marijuana card just so I could smoke anytime I wanted to. It was really bad to where I was, let's just say, it was horrible, right? It's horrible. And but you know, last year in July, a friend of mine's Kiyoki, I don't know if you guys remember Kiyoki Gandeza, but he came through AFCO, and as soon as he came out, he was a part of a evangelistic seminar that was happening in Hawaii, and he would call me up every single day, BJ, you need to be out there, BJ, you need to come, you need to listen to the messages. And Kiyoki is, he's not a, he came into the faith, yeah? He didn't grow up with the messages that we have. And I kept telling him, I don't want to go. You know, I know the messages. My parents been trying to shove it down in my head since I was a child. And he's like, oh man, he kept calling me so much, he would even have girls call me, you know, like, he would, can you call this guy? He needs to come. And he would call him like, you need to come to the meetings. Hang up. But after a while, those things didn't work. So I eventually avoided his calls and all the other people, random people that called me. And but you know what? As the meetings were going about a week in, I was like, man, you know, this is my best friend. How can I just? I've been through so much with this guy. I mean, being homeless and everything. Just I can't ignore him. You know what I mean? What if he's hurt? What if he's he needs my help? And so I said, I said, all right, next time he calls me, I'm going to answer my phone. Ring! And then that started ringing. I was like, oh, man, not now. I was hoping maybe a week later or something. But anyways, I answered the phone, and he's like, you know what? First thing he said, you know what? Don't come to listen to the message. Come and listen to the music. Just listen to the music. I know you love music. You have to hear these people. I'm like, all right, I can do music. Music is good. And I went there, and I sat in the second pew. It wasn't even part of the meetings. It was after the meeting was done, and these musicians were just playing, just practicing. And it was as if I was shot into a vision. It was so clear to me, dude. I can see every little detail in my mind, even till today. And it was these musicians who were singing on stage, who were practicing for tomorrow's meetings. And they were coming from the clouds, and they're singing this music, this song, that as if it was announcing that the Lord is coming now. And then I kind of got out of this little vision, if you will. I said, you know what? You know, again, being a third generation Adventist, being an Adventist, we're always waiting for a sign to happen, right? You're waiting for when this happens. You're waiting for when this happens. And I thought to myself, you know what? If this is a sign that I need to be doing this. And I said, you know what? All right, Lord, I want to be doing this kind of music now. I don't want to be doing what I've been doing for the last 10 years or 9 years. I want to be singing praises for God. And, you know, one of those songs, I don't know if you know the song, but it's called More Than Wonderful. It's a beautiful song. It talks about how Jesus calls his children home, right? And then I thought, you know what? How can I leave this alone? I need to be doing this. And I immediately said, all right, Lord, I'm yours. What do you want me to do? I just decided, I'm going to try this out. I'm going to see what happens, you know? I said, Lord, I'm yours. What do you want me to do? And he said, all right, well, BJ, you know, through prayer we get answers, right? And he said, well, BJ, you need to leave all natural. And I'm like, oh, man. No, I don't want to do this one. This one, that's too much, you know? I thought you were going to be like, well, just stop playing for one night, and then you take another step, 2 nights and 3 nights and so much till you're done. But no, he said you leave all natural. It took me all about one day to say, okay, let's do this. I want to do it. So I wrote a letter to my brothers. These are brothers of mine now. I haven't spent a moment away from them for the last 10 years now, right? And so I wrote them a letter and I said, you know what? Sorry to let you know, but I'm leaving all natural. And immediately they're mad because this was their livelihood, right? Some of my brothers have children and it pays for their education. It pays for their home. It pays for their car. It pays for everything. And now their lead singer is not going to be there. The person not only who sings a song but writes our songs and composes all the music is not going to be a part of this band no more. So basically this band is breaking up, right? And, you know, I'm praying for them. Because even till today, since that day I told them, they no longer talk to me. And, you know, you think about, wow, we've been through so much. I'm trying to better my life here. Don't you see that I'm trying to better my life? Aren't we lost? Even though we think we are found by everyone else. But, you know, I made a commitment that day. And from that, it was as if, through the end of the meetings, I decided to keep going to the meetings. And it took about, I went to the last 3 meetings because it was by then when I decided to go to these meetings, right? And on July 11th, I was rebaptized. Amen. Amen. And I said, okay, Lord, I'm leaving everything. I sold all the toys that I've accumulated from making a lot of money. I sold it all. I left my job that was, I was a project manager for a marble and granite company. That was my day job. I was making a lot of money doing that on top of my salary with the band. And I left it all. I said, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do, but, you know, you have to take me. And you know what, guys? the Lord grabbed me by the shirt and said, "You're going here. You're going there. You're going there." And in the last 6 months, it's been a roller coaster ride. It's been amazing. I've got to travel around the world now, just singing music and singing songs and praises to God. And and all of it for free. Mm-hmm. AFCO was paid for. I have no idea how.
Oh wow!
And it's amazing. Amen. And God is awesome, right? Amen. Amen. It's just crazy where He brings me. But and I just want to share. Is it all right if I share a song with you guys?
Amen.
Yeah. All right. Well, this song means a lot to me. It's called Treasure. I don't know if you guys heard this song, but it talks about our treasure is Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. He's our treasure, and when we grab onto that that treasure, He will be doing amazing things in our lives, right? Mm-hmm. I was with All Natural for 9-10 years. We recorded one album. We traveled in the college circuit for a while, all the way to Boston. That's big coming from a small little town in Hawaii. But I've been with this group. Now the God put me in a new group called the Revelation of Hope Singers, and we travel along with Taj Pakleb, the evangelist in SoCal, and we do all his music for him. But it's still mind blowing that God takes you from something so small and brings you to something so big. This group, 6 months in, recorded 4 albums. How? I don't know. My album took 3-4 years to record with All Natural. This one, 4 albums completed. One album has 18 tracks. Unbelievable. Anyways, this song is called Treasure, and I hope you can find some message in this, and maybe it might bring a little peace to your life. They say that where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Your heart is where you find your greatest love. So will you leave it here below? These may stay tomorrow, or take it to that hiding place above. There's a treasure at the end of this narrow road I'm traveling. He gives me the reason for my life. Still be my reason till I die. So if you're wondering where you're at, where it is you are going, He left the map for you and me to read. So take the map and follow close, going where it is showing, and I know you will get there in the end. There's a treasure at the end of this narrow road I'm traveling. It gives me a reason for my life, and Jesus is my treasure. He's the reason.
I am living, and he'll still be my reason, and he'll still be my reason till I die, till I die.
Isn't Jesus a good enough reason for us today? Amen. Isn't he? You know, as I think about how far God has brought me in, I'm just so thankful that he's brought me through this journey, that he truly gives me strength. Knowing that I've lost family, friends, yet I've gained more family and more friends, right? Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, and also in Psalms 37 verses 5, it talks about the desires of our hearts, right? That God knows our desires of our heart. Yet in Mark 10 verse 29 and 30, it says, because he knows those things, he wants to grant us not tenfold, not 20, but how much? 100-fold. And the way I take it is, he wants to grant us that on top of what our desires is, right? And I'm here today to tell you that this is true, because I've done so much things in the last 6 months. I'm living it, yet it's still the beginning. You know, I've accomplished so much already. 4 albums and traveling around the world, that was my desire. Yet, it's the beginning. I'm just getting out of AFCO now. Well, praying about it. No, I'm just kidding. But you know what? God is amazing. You know, I was walking on campus and I stumbled across literally a sign. It was a sign that had this text on it. And that's crazy how that works out. God is good. Because I didn't know what to say today. But anyways, it's found in Jeremiah. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. It says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and hope. Amen? Amen. And I know he's doing that in my life, and he wants to do that in all of our lives today, right? He wants to take us from where we're at and elevate us to a place where we need to be. I praise the Lord that he's still continuing to work in our life and all of our lives today. And you know, if there is someone in here who is still trying to think, you know, of how I'm going to make ends meet, how I'm going to pay the bill, or am I wanting to follow a career? Is this the right thing for me to do? Versus truly committing and following God. If there's anybody like that, that's what I was, right? I'm here to tell you, family, that God wants you to follow him. Amen? And everything will fall into place. Amen? So, I just thank you guys for allowing me to share my testimony today. Before we close, shall we end with a word of prayer? Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we are so thankful again for the many blessings you have done in our lives. That we are here today from those blessings, Lord, and we thank you. We ask that as we go through our day, you would be with us and give us strength, Lord. That if we have any trials, Lord, we'd be able to cast those at your feet. That we can surrender these things to you, Lord. And may you give us peace and hope, knowing that you will be taking care of our future. So again, we thank you for your love and your grace. In the name of Jesus, we pray these. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, BJ. Well, it was great to see everybody this morning. We've got one more Thursday before AFCO. Actually, it'll be AFCO after AFCO finishes, because we'll have our graduation on Wednesday, but we're going to squeak in one more student on Thursday, if y'all don't mind. But God bless you. Have a great day, and we'll see you probably over there shortly.